It's hard to find the time to read all of the best articles on Bitcoin and the crypto economy. So let me read them for you. This is a Crypto Economy Quick Read. Welcome back to the Crypto Economy. This is Guy Swan, the guy who has read more about Bitcoin than anybody else you know. I actually wasn't planning on doing an episode about this, but because it has kind of persisted for a couple of days, and now Casa has actually issued a short read about the supposed security issue with the Casa node, I actually kind of wanted to talk about it because it's actually a pretty decent demonstration or way to illustrate a number of really important ideas. One is just kind of the difference in like the general knowledge of the user, and that security is not an easily defined thing, and there are constant trade-offs between security and convenience, and also realizing it's so important to understand just in a general sense what you're typically open to, like what your what's security theater versus like actual security with the normal devices and like your home network and other things. So let's go ahead and read the piece. Again, this is on the Casa blog, blog.keys.casa, and it's by Brian Lockhart and Jameson Lopp, titled Addressing Security Concerns About Casa Node. Recently, we've heard concerns about two purported undisclosed security vulnerabilities in our Casa Node 1 product. To be absolutely clear, there are no known undisclosed vulnerabilities with Casa Node at this time. In short, both concerns are known issues that are a result of intentional design decisions. There is no need to remove funds from your Casa Node. You should always be careful with any Lightning node. Lightning is still reckless. And for the highest level of security, we recommend our Keymaster product, which uses an entirely different security model and software stack. At Casa, we take all security concerns seriously and want to clarify some misconceptions about these concerns. We want you to better understand the concerns being raised in order for you to make an informed decision regarding what level of risk they represent for your particular situation. Concern number one. When using my Casa node at home, I see my browser is using HTTP instead of HTTPS. Why? Isn't HTTP insecure? HTTP connections are unencrypted, while HTTPS connections use TLS SSL encryption using signed certificates. It's definitely more secure to use an encrypted HTTPS connection, which is why HTTPS is the default security standard for internet browser connections on the open web. However, for internal or home network connections, there are certificate and browser challenges that currently make HTTPS impractical at best and dangerous at worst. Using a self-signed certificate can actually create a false sense of security. We specifically chose to not create this false sense of security and instead to share the realities of home network security with our customers. We advise Casa Node customers to secure their home networks as much as possible, such that they can still easily access their node on their home network via HTTP while maintaining reasonably secure connectivity. You can read more about HTTP versus HTTPS and your Casa node here. We highly recommend using Tor for even greater security and privacy. You can read more about using Tor with your Casa node here. Further background on TLS SSL certificates and why they are a challenge for home network connections. HTTPS connections require signed certificates. When you connect to a public internet site, your web browser negotiates a secure connection by verifying that site's certificate is properly signed by a CA, certificate authority. These certificates include the public internet IP address and/or DNS name of the site, and are used to verify that you're actually connecting to the destination that you think you are. For private internet sites, internal or home networks, it's impossible for a certificate authority to verify the individual IP address or DNS name because they're not publicly accessible. In these cases, the only way to use HTTPS is with a self-signed certificate, where you generate the certificate yourself and no CA verification is performed. Unfortunately, modern web browsers throw very loud warnings when attempting to connect via HTTPS using self-signed certificates. When a user sees these warnings, their only choices are to stop completely or proceed against the very explicit warnings being shown to them. This is a terrible user experience. This is an unfortunate reality of the state of TLS SSL in browsers and is not unique to Casa's products in any way. Note that this is also why most home network routers take the same approach of using HTTP to access the device's admin page instead of HTTPS. Given this, we decided to take a practical approach and not advise users to undergo the certificate challenges of HTTPS over private home connections, and instead rely on the security of their network and the additional security of using Tor for full encryption without these certificate challenges. Concern number two. I heard that my Casa node has a default password. Does this mean others can get into it? No, this is also false. By default, Casa node is not remotely accessible because SSH remote access is disabled. A keyboard and monitor must be plugged into the Casa node in order to access the command line with the default username and password. By default, we leave SSH remote access disabled on the node. During support calls, we occasionally ask customers to enable SSH, which requires physically plugging in a monitor and keyboard to the node and typing commands. By default, you can't access the node via SSH at all. We never ask customers to enable SSH access over public network connections, only from within the person's internal home network. An advanced user could attempt to enable SSH on their Casa node, but this is not advised. This is discussed more in our knowledge base article here. Closing thoughts. We've made design decisions with the Casa node that prioritize ease of use while preserving appropriate levels of security. Again, there are no known undisclosed vulnerabilities at this time. Also note that Casa node product is designed with a very different security model than Keymaster. We've always said it's more secure to keep the majority of your funds in a multi-sig cold storage solution like our Keymaster product. Keeping a large amount of funds on any Lightning node device, from Casa or from any other manufacturer, is risky at this stage of the protocol's growth. Usage of Lightning is still considered hashtag reckless. Finally, at Casa, we take our security concerns very seriously. If you believe you've discovered a security issue with any of our products, we welcome your input via email at security@team.casa.com. And ask that you work with us towards a potential responsible security disclosure. This post was a collaboration between Jameson Lopp and Brian Lockhart. All right, let's hit our sponsor real quick. I'm going to grab a drink, and then I kind of want to talk about the ins and outs of all of this and my take on it, and we'll get to that in just a second. All right, so let's get into this thing. Again, this was the response. This was posted on the Casa blog addressing security concerns about the Casa node. I guess obligatory disclaimer, nobody at Casa told me to say or read this. I just kind of wanted to go into this issue because it's has been going back and forth with a bunch of people that I follow and talk to. I had a short conversation with JW in private about this, and I've also had a little back and forth with Jameson and Jeremy. But Casa does not support the show or sponsor the show or anything, and this is my honest opinion and nobody else's. That said, I actually would really like to work for the Casa team, but it is explicitly because I like their products and services. So if I thought what they were doing security-wise was garbage, or they were riddled with bugs or untrustworthy, like, I wouldn't want to work with them. So those are my two disclaimers here. All right, so I take a little bit of an issue, not with how this was presented. Now, I don't have any issue talking about the vulnerability or the security trade-offs of this setup. It is absolutely a consideration. You're keeping money on a device, and so you can't quite, even though there is a great analogy to the fact that your home router is an unsecured connection, it's not exactly the same because you are keeping money on this device. My only issue, which I've got to point out here, is the way JW presented that these were like critical undisclosed vulnerabilities. And like, as soon as, if in the tweet, it's a link or it's a screenshot of the FAQ, like if the CASA FAQ told you about this, it is not an undisclosed vulnerability. So you can call it shite security all day if that's what you think, but it's just not an undisclosed vulnerability or security bug, whatever you want to call it. But and it was kind of given the impression, at least I think that's what it sounded like to me, and a couple other people in the comments kind of thought the same thing, I think, is that this just seems like the seed phrase is just constantly being shared out. This is like it's just being broadcast on the network. This happens during the initial setup of the device so that you can copy down your passphrase in case something happens with the device. This thing's a Raspberry Pi. So first, you should not be keeping your whole Bitcoin life savings on a Raspberry Pi Lightning node. It is beta software on a beta product on a Raspberry Pi. So that was never what this device was for, and you should never treat it with that level of security. This is like a home hot wallet. This is like, you know, you run your own email server, or maybe I guess a Bitcoin payment server is a better analogy. But this thing is always online, and you should always consider it more vulnerable than a safe place to keep your savings, like a hardware wallet or your multi-sig wallet or whatever. That is where your savings should be. If you want to tinker with Lightning, you should be putting a small amount of money onto the node so that you can play with this and use like the suite of software that goes along with this. But again, it's not like every time you sign a transaction, this thing's like sending you your seed phrase or your private key or something, and this is just constantly being broadcast. Like, I don't know, like every day at 12 o'clock, the CASA node's like, to anyone who happens to be listening, here's the seed phrase. It happens during the setup process, and for good reason. It's based on the specific scenario the recognition that your biggest vulnerability is not in a malicious attacker hijacking your home network and compromising all of your devices, but that is less likely than a computer failure, a problem with the Raspberry Pi, the SD card, the hard drive. And I think that's a reasonable assumption. Like in my own, you know, 8-year experience in Bitcoin, I have lost Bitcoin keys to bad backups, to failed hard drives, but I have not lost it to a malicious attacker in my home network. And what's funny is when I lost it to the failed hard drive, or the rewritten hard drive actually, it was an attempt to be overprotective against that outside attacker. So my serious limitation was in the fact that I didn't properly back it up because I was concerned about, you know, having a written down key somewhere exposed to somebody who would come in and rob me, when the chances of that are incredibly unlikely in comparison to the more likely hard drive failure or operating system problem, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So now I don't have the Nodal device specifically. So the only way I confirm this, I had watched a couple of the setup videos in the past, so, and I kind of went through, I skimmed through one just to check, and it doesn't look like, because JW said in one of the tweet threads that I was reading that the nodal doesn't have this problem. But when Max Hildebrand logged into it, he definitely was on HTTP and then, you know, logged in with the password. So I don't think, I haven't seen any indication that the nodal does have HTTPS, and it does not send you the seed phrase like when you first log into it or set it up. But again, that's what I think is like that security trade-off, is that in that case, the nodal is prioritizing the attacker scenario, whereas, you know, what if the hardware fails and, you know, you didn't have a backup of your seed phrase because they didn't want to send it over HTTP. So I can't confirm specifically because I don't have the device to test it with. But from everything I saw, they were using HTTP as well. And I don't know of any other of the main device. I'm sure there's some other device. But your router does that too. Like, you log in with HTTP. Like, that really is not uncommon. It's a bit of a security issue. Like, you are, if somebody is on your network with, you know, Wireshark or something, like packet sniffing, yeah, they could very easily see your packets and do like a man-in-the-middle attack or, actually, let's go into that a little bit. What is the risk there? First, the most important thing to consider in both of these scenarios, the two concerns, again, were that there is no HTTPS on the connection to your Casa node when you're first logging into it or booting it up. And then the second was the default username and password when you're accessing it by the command line. And that is when you have the monitor. Obviously, you have the device itself, but you plug a monitor and a keyboard right into it. And you just type in like the Casa default username and password, and then you're in the device. And he also says, which is kind of alluded to in this as well, that like with a support ticket, you can log in with the command line and change it, but you don't have to have like a support ticket. One of the tweets is that it's a hard to change password, and you can only do it it requires a support ticket, which that is not the case. I'm not sure where that impression came from. Because I can just log in. Like, if you have command line access, you could just type in passwd and just change the password. And I did it just to make sure, even though I've just left it with the default password, because if somebody breaks into my house and steals my Casa node, I'm worried about a whole lot more than my Casa node. Because you do have to have physical possession of the device for the default password to do you any good. There's no SSH. As they say in this, SSH is disabled. And JW said, well, you know, there could be other vulnerabilities. It's like, well, sure. But like, you know, neither of those are unknown. So if these were like undisclosed bugs that got revealed, well, then okay. But these are like clear security trade-offs. It wasn't a bug that they accidentally left out HTTPS in it. They specifically said, and this is also detailed out. If you know anything about networks, maybe it is just brushed over for people who don't know about it, but I was perfectly aware that this was the case the whole time, and I knew the trade-off there. I didn't feel that this was something that I needed to do like an episode out to warn everybody about the Casa node. Maybe I just assumed that people would get that was kind of the situation, but it seems, I don't know, it just doesn't seem that big of a deal to me. But so again, this is a specific security trade-off, and if there is two things. First, if somebody has physical possession of your device, I don't care what it is, you should consider your money compromised. If it's a Trezor or a Ledger or a cold card, you should be trying to move your money. You should act according to the fact that eventually, in some form or fashion, they are going to get into that device. You should not at all be like, oh, well, luckily it's a hardware device, there's no way for them to get into it. There's always new little bugs or ways into, like, you know, getting pulling the information off like the RAM chip or something like that. So if there is a clever attacker who has specifically gotten possession of your device to get your Bitcoin, you should assume it's compromised and you should act accordingly. End of story. Second, if you have a malicious device that is trying to hijack your home network, you're going to have a whole lot of problems already. Before you run into a situation where they're specifically just trying to steal from your CASA node. Like they can just, if you log into your router, well then now they have your router login information. Like they can sniff packets and take over your session. Like all you have to do is snag somebody's cookies, like in transit. They don't even need your login username and password necessarily. If they just snag the cookies off the network, they can just pose as you, or vice versa. They can pose as the router and make sure that you're sending all the information to them first. So a man-in-the-middle attack with somebody, a malicious actor who is connected into your internal network, is like that's a really bad problem. And that's more than just a like, okay, make sure you don't send your seed words over that network. Well, yeah, obviously, but you're already going to be in a lot of trouble if that's the situation that you're in. But what Brian and Jameson bring up in this article about self-signed certificates. So this is important because I think that's the difference with, because when I was setting up my CASA node, I don't remember exactly again where this was made known to me, but I've been aware that there was no HTTP from this. It might have even been a conversation with them in the CASA group. I'm not sure. But there is a very, like, self-signed certificates are not, just because you've encrypted the connection, it just moves where the vulnerability is in the setup of that process. So, okay, yes, it's you can't just packet sniff for the actual information being sent to and from your CASA node, but you can, that malicious actor can packet sniff for the self-signed certificate and the request for that data and then interject during that process. Like, a self-signed certificate is not, the only reason certificates are quote-unquote trustworthy is because you're trusting the authority that's verifying the information. In a home network, you just don't have that. So it really doesn't change the security dynamics. It really just kind of gives this, that's why I mentioned security theater at the beginning of this, is that just because you have HTTPS to your CASA node does not mean that you are talking to your CASA node in your home network. You don't really have any verification of that one way or the other. And I would rather just behave knowing that my connection is unsecure and know when I'm being made vulnerable to some particular information, like a seed phrase being exposed, versus going about blindly thinking, because this is going to be for, you know, right now we're like in that like average techie user phase, I think, of these sorts of products. So I think the general user probably right now that's like really playing with these nodes probably gets the idea, at least to some degree. But, you know, for the average user, they're not going to get this one way or the other. They're not going to know what the hell the difference between HTTP and HTTPS is. They're going to look at a lock and be like, oh, I'm safe. And they're going to look at a broken lock and they're going to be like, oh, well, this sucks. It looks like there's an attacker on my network. You know, like, they're not going to make any nuanced sense out of any of this information. So, like, when JW says this needs to be fixed, like, I would like to, that would be great, but I don't see the solution that is actually a security fix. And in, like, the only fix that I can think of, like, in my personal experience, the only way that I would feel like more secure about the fact that I had my seed phrase. Again, I went in completely knowing that when this seed phrase was being sent to me, this was over HTTP and anything on my network could see it. Like, I was not confused by this at all. And so the only thing I can think is disable all your Wi-Fi, you know, which anybody knows how to log in their router, not hard to do, and unplug any other devices from the wire. So it's just your computer and your CASA node. Then set up the CASA node, then turn the Wi-Fi back on, plug the other device back in. That's the only thing I can think of that's actually a solution that means that only if your router is compromised with malware or your computer is compromised with malware that you still have, you know, a blatant attack vector right there. Because as long as, you know, if your home network's secure and your CASA node's not going to be broadcasting those seed words at any other time except when you're making the backup while you set up the node. So yeah, you don't have to worry about any other devices, but you're logging in remotely to it. You still have to worry about your computer. You still have to worry about your router. So if either of those are a concern, then you were screwed from the get-go. So there are always reasonable assumptions to make about the security of your internal home network. Like your internal network is pretty damn open. So this is really always the case. I will say, though, that I don't know. It's not quite like saying that you can just like run Wireshark and, you know, just packet sniff on your network for weeks on end. That's really not exactly true. I mean, you can. You're going to have a whole lot of packets to sort through. And obviously a device can do that. But routers are interesting, and it really depends on the firmware you have and like what your device is, but they really work more like switches. You're not necessarily, a device isn't going to just be able to see everything that happens on your network, even though it is sort of just open. I assume, I honestly can't tell you the ins and outs of it, but I assume it's worse on Wi-Fi than wired, but I imagine the situation is probably pretty similar. Whatever those dynamics would be, it would probably be minor. But the router or a switch, which is, you know, what your home router behaves more like, is going to be sending information specifically to the device that it's trying to send information to, and based on the MAC and IP address, the MAC address and the IP address of that device. Now, if anybody is on that device, the broadcast layer stuff that's happening with, it's some sort of address protocol, but when you're basically announcing that I'm the MAC address of this and this IP address, is somebody who is inside a hijacker who is inside your network can spoof that information. And during that part of the communication process, and get in the way of things, you know, be a man in the middle attack. And you know, this is true not of just, you know, the Casa node, but any device. But depending on your device and the brand, from what I know and what I've tinkered with, that you really can't just packet sniff every single thing on the network just by connecting to the network. Just by connecting to the router. I'm pretty sure it requires the MAC address spoofing, which, I don't know, maybe Wireshark can just do that out the gate. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've messed with it. But one way this could be a little bit mitigated, actually, that would be deemed, I don't know exactly what it would be involved in order to do this, was that just when you plugged in the monitor and keyboard to the Casa node, that it just brought you to that same interface. So you could actually set it up without connecting it to the network, and you could do it just like within the device. You just boot up the device, because right now when I boot straight into my Casa node, it's just the command line interface where you would type in the, you know, username and password, and then do whatever you want with it. But the goal of this product, in my understanding of this since the beginning, was to create an easier user experience for Lightning. And obviously, that's a serious consideration when somebody, like, they actually show pictures in this article of all the alerts that you get of secure connection failure, site security certificate is not trusted, warning, and all that stuff. And honest to God, like, it kind of makes me nervous, even when I know exactly what I'm getting myself into. Like, and I don't know. I think it's a decent reason to assume the security of the home network when there are so many other things at play, and the self-signed certificate is not really a solution. I don't trust that any more than I trust having a home network that I control which devices can get on or off that network. So maybe that's just my perspective, and, you know, I'm desensitized to the fact that there's always security holes in everything, and I can't think of anything where I feel like I have full security. It does not prevent me from using my Casa node. I don't feel like it's any less safe. It hasn't broadcast its seed word since I copied it down in the beginning. So, take it with a grain of salt. There are some people who are really paranoid, and, you know, maybe you have reason to think that there is an attacker, there are devices on your home network that you don't trust. Well, then, yeah, don't do it. And particularly don't put a whole lot of money on your Casa node. If you think there is someone packet sniffing for, you know, seed words on your network. All that being said, my concern or my complaints with the Casa node don't have anything to do with security. Like, I really like the trade-offs that the Casa node and the Casa suite make in terms of, like, how I want to use it. And the Sats app, because you really should enable Tor. They do mention that in the article, but I would do that straight out the gate. It allows you to log in remotely, not from your network, and it's encrypted by default. And obviously, your connection and your node are far more private in that instance, and you don't really have to worry about people brute forcing your thing or anything like that. So definitely enable Tor, and it lets you get to use the Sats app over Lightning. But my one complaint with the Lightning node or the Casa node is that it's been really sluggish because it's a Raspberry Pi, and there's a lot running on this Raspberry Pi. Like, to some extent, like, it's like, oh, holy, like, it's pretty amazing how much stuff they can put on just a single Raspberry Pi device. But at the exact same time, you know, when I'm, like, pulling out my mobile or whatever with Sats app, like, it takes time to connect to the Casa node, to get a response, to sign a transaction. Like, it is sluggish because I just think the hardware is just kind of not up for the task. So it ends up being slower than my Breeze wallet, even though it lets me connect to my home node, and there are a lot of benefits to it. And I do like the Sats tag. Like, people have sent me stuff with my Sats tag, which is kind of cool as well. But that's why I'm more excited about, I'm less concerned about solving this trade-off, this HTTP, HTTPS problem, than I am about the Casa node 2, which I'm hoping, because it's going to be way more powerful. I think the solid-state drive, probably more than anything, really, really is going to make a huge difference. But the new Raspberry Pi is a huge leap for, like, general, just the power of the device. I think it goes from 1 gig of RAM to 4 gigs of RAM, which I know RAM is absolutely a bottleneck for the device. So if you have not, if anybody has, like, the Casa node, like, gold thing, you can get the Casa node 2 with the renewal of your subscription. So it's, they include, like, like, regular hardware updates as if they make changes to these devices, which inevitably the first one was going to be changed. I mean, the first device, I got it in, like, the initial run of it, and the thing plugs into itself. Like, you have to plug the hard drive into the side of the device. It was clearly kind of a proof of concept until we figure out all the kinks, get all the software worked out, drop our entire suite of software. I mean, they've released the extension, they've released the Sats app, they've released the whole Sats back thing. They've updated the software I don't know how many times, added Tor to it, all kinds of stuff. So I think it was kind of due for an update. And I'm really jacked about the Casa node 2. But as far as, I'm not going to read the announcement article or anything in this one. We'll go ahead and just close this out, actually. I encourage y'all to check that out. And if y'all have any difference of opinion on this, is this really a security concern? Because JW seemed to really think this was a big deal, and I don't know, none of it was new to me. I certainly don't think it's an undisclosed vulnerability, and I tend to just kind of, like, mostly agree with what the Jameson and Brian Lockhart put on the blog post. Is just, okay, yeah, you know, it's a security trade-off. You know, you should really hope. You shouldn't necessarily assume. You need to control what devices are on your home network. And again, in my recommendation, You know, if you're concerned about that, it is being sent to you when you're backing up that those initial seed words. It's being sent to you over HTTP. You know, cut off Wi-Fi. Unplug the other devices. My one suggestion would just be to make it so I can plug in a monitor and see that exact same screen and go through that setup process without connecting it to my network. Because I would do that. I know probably, you know, other users may not, but that is definitely something I would utilize. So, yeah, that's kind of, that was what most of the whole debacle was about. And, you know, make up your own mind. Don't trust, verify. And also definitely don't buy any of those stupid, don't buy a refrigerator that connects to your home Wi-Fi and a light bulb that connects to your Wi-Fi. Or if you do, you gotta learn something about network security. Segment that off with its own router and its own Wi-Fi network so that it is not in the same tier. Or you could segment out the Casa node if you want with, you know, your main computer or something. That's something that I've always done. I actually don't have it in my current setup, but that's another really great way to kind of help get some security is segment off devices with like a tiered router setup so that they are not on the same local network. You have split that up. Shoot me a message. Tell me how stupid and wrong I am. Let me know. I'd love to hear it. With that, let's go ahead and close this out. Thank you guys so much for listening. This, again, if you want to check out the actual post, that's on blog.keys.casa. It was addressing security concerns about the Casa node, and they've got links to it. And I'll also link to JW's Twitter thread, just so you can kind of see where this came from, because I didn't really cover everything that he was saying in the thread and the couple of posts. I'll see if I can't find them all so that y'all can dig into them if you want. But, you know, those are my thoughts on this whole topic. All right, so thank you guys. Don't forget to share this show out. Don't forget to subscribe. I am at The Cryptoeconomy on Twitter and The Cryptoeconomy on all of your favorite podcasting apps. We will be back here tomorrow with another episode. And until then, I am Guy Swan, signing off. Take it easy, everybody.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.